From the WCVE Newsroom, I'm Charles Fishburne. UVA has teamed with NASA to send a cosmic ray experiment 23 miles in space.
To develop an experiment where we'll measure radiation high in the atmosphere.
Christopher Goyne is a professor of mechanical and aerospace engineering.
People always want to know more.
Emily Snavely is a fourth-year aerospace engineering student and one of 25 UVA students waiting to launch a payload any day now on one of NASA's giant high-altitude balloons.
When they are at altitude and they are fully expanded with helium, you're able to fit the superdome inside of the balloon.
Amy Cutright is NASA's chief engineer on the Radiation Dawsimer Project.
Particularly what RADx is looking at is characterizing over the lifetime what airline and pilot crew are exposed to.
The UVA experiment will give students another kind of exposure to space and real-world scientific experiments and NASA.
Our students have been working with NASA for the past 2 years.
We do know that the radiation is there.
We'd like to try to predict what those levels are to potentially, you know, limit their exposure.
Not only do we need to collect data, but we need to be able to understand it.
The high-altitude balloon is poised for its 15-hour flight at Fort Sumner, New Mexico, and as soon as the weather is right, it will be launched 120,000 feet above sea level with its bank of sensors and a piggyback payload from UVA's Jeffersat Cosmic Ray mission.
You know, giving our students the opportunity to really work effectively as scientists and engineers and to give them the type of training that will really prepare them for the workforce or when they're in graduate school is really valuable.
I'm really excited about it.
For Science Matters, I'm Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.